It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. It's WGN Radio. And boy, Peter Asher on the line with us, and it's tough. Do you begin with a Peter and Gordon song, a Beatles song? What would you have chosen, Peter?
Oh, I don't know. Thank you, and good morning. I'm not sure, because you're right. I mean, one could play songs from various eras, you know. I suppose it could be Peter and Gordon. It could also be, you know, a James Taylor song or something
Linda
I worked
Ronstadt.
On much later on. So. Indeed. Yes, indeed.
So nice to talk to you. You are, of course, you have a new book out, and I'm excited to read it, The Beatles from A to Z, an Alphabetical Mystery Tour. How did this all begin? Was this when you were doing your From Me to You show on the Beatles channel?
Exactly so, yes. You know, when I was doing my From Me to You show, at one point I decided to try a series of 26 alphabetically inspired shows, kind of essentially stealing the idea from Sesame Street, when you get right down to it. So each show would have a particular letter, and I would talk about not only songs that began with that letter, but people and places and musical instruments and musical styles and cities and, you know, anything that came to mind. It's a very free-form kind of thing. And so when I'd done that, it seemed to work as a radio show. And then I got a call from a publisher, Henry Holt, and they said, you know, we love those shows. We were listening to them, and we think that could be turned into a book. And I went, oh, well, that's interesting. That's cool. So I started, you know, first of all, of course, I thought it would be very easy. Thought, oh, great, well, you just transcribe everything I said on the radio, and there's your book. And, of course, when you do that and you start reading it, you kind of go, this is awful. Because talking on the radio is not the same as writing it down to live forever. So I realized it actually did mean I had to sit and write everything. Plus the fact that on the radio, of course, when you talk about a piece of music, you play it. And when in the book, you don't. So I had to start explaining in some musical detail what I thought was remarkable about the Beatles and their music and so on, along with a more, you know, a more thorough analysis of the times and what happened and the people involved and so on. So I did that, and it took, you know, I guess all in, this whole thing took about a year to get together. And now it's actually out today. So
today's the day.
Congratulations. All right, Peter,
thank
it's
you.
Such a novel approach to come at the Beatles from that direction. Let's go letter by letter. But what happens when you get to a letter like X and no song titles start with X that the Beatles have ever done, and there's very few stories that start with X? What do you do there?
You panic, but eventually... Eventually, you know, here's what I did with X, for example. I suddenly realized I could start talking about ex-Beatles.
Ah.
And, of course, when you get right down to it, all four of the Beatles eventually became ex-Beatles.
Yes.
So I cheated that way. I skirted around that one pretty easily. Plus, being English, I do love a bad joke and a bad pun. So when somebody said to me, you do realize that the Beatles wrote a song about X-rays, and you have to include that, and I went, they did? And which the answer was, yes, I'm looking through you.
Beautiful. Well done.
Exactly. Where's a drum roll when you need it? But, so I cheated in various creative ways.
And also, like, covering the group's career, but you also branch into their solo careers and some of their inspiration, correct?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I talk about both the before Beatles and after Beatles. Yes, exactly. Because what people forget, you know, is that it's all based, the Beatles and the entire British invasion, so-called, was based on our admiration and respect and for your music, you know. Before the Beatles started writing songs, which they turned out to do rather well, it must be said, they probably never performed a British song in their whole lives. It was all based on American music. So, you know, and the same with Peter and Gordon, and the same with that whole British invasion phenomenon. We fell in love with American rock and roll and folk music and jazz and blues and everything, and essentially tweaked it ever so slightly and sold it all back to you. It was amazing.
And by tweaked, you mean made it better, don't you? Because it was better.
No, I'd never
you don't
say,
mean
you
it?
Know. Even, no, I mean, I don't think so, because even the Beatles wouldn't claim that their version of Twist and Shout was better than the Isley Brothers,
yeah.
You know? It just, it was different. And we were, Gordon and I, when we started singing together, you know, we tried to sound as much like the Everly Brothers as was humanly possible. We didn't succeed, and in not succeeding, we came up with something a little bit different that people liked. But I would never say better.
So, Peter and Gordon days, is this mentioned in the book? Because it does kind of go back to Paul.
Yes, Peter and Gordon days, I'd certainly mention in the book because, you know, that's when I first met the Beatles, obviously, was when I became friends with Paul through a series of circumstances. And that, you know, Gordon and I were already, we'd met at school and had started singing together and then eventually got gigs, you know, pubs and clubs and coffee bars and all that kind of stuff. So we were a working band as well.
And the fifth Beatle is mentioned with a connection to your mother. Explain that.
Well, yes, here's one of the really curious coincidences, the kind of thing you'd wrote, if you wrote it in a movie script, nobody would believe it, but my mother was a classical musician. She was played in various major orchestras, and then she gave oboe lessons. She was an oboe player, and she was oboe professor at the Royal Academy of Music, but she also gave private lessons, and among the aspiring young oboe players to whom she gave lessons before the Beatles era was a boy by the name of George Martin. And so by the time she met George Martin later, as the Beatles record producer, you know, it's George, you know, they ran into each other, you know, only when they were both still alive. And you know, when my mother was 90 something and they reminisced about the oboe lesson she'd given him, you know, 70 something years earlier.
That is so crazy. I love little inside stories like that. We know you're lined up for a bunch of interviews. You're 75 years old. I want to tell you what I told Bill off the air as we were talking. And please don't take offense to this. You don't look like you're 75, but I have to be honest with you. I thought you were older because of everything you've accomplished in your life.
Oh, no, that's flattering in both respects. thank you. You don't look like you're 75. You look like you're 95. No, I know what you mean. And yes, I've been very lucky. I mean, I mean, at my age, obviously, one is fortunate to be still working. Well, it's a fortunate to be still here. But I love what I do, and I have no intention of retiring. I haven't taken up golf yet or anything. So. I still love being in the studio making records, and I love doing my radio show, and I go out and do shows a lot too. So I keep it up, and I think in the same way that Paul McCartney, I mean, goodness me, he's a year older than me, about a year or so, I think, and there he is out doing, you know, 3-hour concerts on long tours, and we clearly know that he has no need to do that in any respect other than the fact he loves it and loves the audience and loves the music. And so I think, you know, it might be a cliche to say that perhaps that keeps us young, but perhaps in some sense it does.
Peter, a few moments ago you used the Beatles experience as a phenomenon, and that's a very accurate term, but I want to build on that for a second. It's a phenomenon that can never happen again, can it? Can there ever be anything like the Beatles again?
Yes. I mean, we just don't know what it is and when it'll happen. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, after Bach or Mozart, they probably went, well, there'll never be anyone that good again, you know. And no, there will be no one like them. That's true. But could there be someone as good or as important? In theory, I see no reason why not, and I hope there is. We might not be alive to see it, but will musical genius of some kind reassert itself? Yes. For us, it's the Beatles, you know, for sure. And there's lots of other immensely talented, brilliant artists and songwriters, but the Beatles was the perfect storm. 4 extraordinary musicians, several extraordinary writers, all coinciding and being in the same band at the same time, and meeting George Martin, and, you know, the whole thing, just everything fell into place, and it was miraculous.
He's Peter.
I think it'll happen again, just because I'd like to believe that it will.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting.
He's Peter Asher, and get his new book. It's out today, The Beatles from A to Z, an Alphabetical Mystery Tour. And are you still playing guitar?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I go out and do gigs fairly often, and I'm actually off on a cruise next week that I'm playing on, and then And then I've got some shows coming up. I'm playing in New York in December and so on. So, yeah, I'm all over the place. And I very much enjoy still playing. I mean, there's a guitar a mere 2 feet away from me here in my study at home.
Well, come see us next time you're in Chicago.
I would love to. Yeah, I think we're coming to play Chicago soon, but I should know it in my head if I was an effective self-promotion person. But, but I will tell you, if I may, peterashermusic.com, if anyone is curious, that has all the dates that we're doing on it. peterashermusic.com is the website that somebody puts all that info up on.
That is Peter Asher. His book is The Beatles from A to Z, an alphabetical mystery tour. And like you said, his website, peterashermusic.com. Thank you, Peter. Keep up the great work.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Thank you so much. He is so nice, so talented, and I'm very happy we had him.
Yeah. All right. A break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.